You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing his teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing he loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about knowing and believing the love of God. And one of the ways that you can learn to believe the love of God is to find out what you can expect from the Lord, how you can expect to be treated. Now, we've already looked at a lot of scriptures. We've seen how God treats a man who completely destroys everything. We've seen in the love that he showed the man rather than attacking him. We saw how if you wasted everything, how God you could expect God to treat you. And then we saw Jesus himself treating somebody that was actually caught in adultery in the very act, and he lets her know, I am not the condemner, I am the Savior. Now, if you haven't heard this, or even if you had, you really, please don't think you've heard this once and got it. Because at 2 o'clock in the morning when you're praying and all of a sudden you're beating yourself up over something dumb you've done, you know, it's going to be an issue. So you need to hear this over and over. So please go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and listen to our free materials. There's daily devotional there's to help you with your walk. There's also some additional materials that are not included in the podcast. By the way, you can sign up for the podcast, but you can watch and listen to those there. But we want to see you built up, and our partners make it possible through their giving into this ministry for us to offer you those absolutely free. But you need to become convicted of this reality of God's love for you, okay? So, we're talking about how does God want to treat you, ultimately, okay? Because this is an issue, because people, they have different ideas, and when they make mistakes, they can't figure out. Sometimes they just won't turn to the Lord because they're not sure how God will react to them. Or honestly, even asking God about his will for your life, some people don't do that because they don't know his motivations. They don't know how they'll be treated. Okay, so I want to show you here that it is actually God's will to be kind to you. Now, here in Ephesians chapter 2, if we were to go down through this, and I'm going to go ahead and go down through it just so that you can get this. He made alive who are dead in trespasses and sins. Again, you had nothing to offer, in which you once worked according to the course of this world. Okay, what was that? Those sins and trespasses. That's the way you walked. And what did he do for you when you were walking that way? He made you alive when you turned to Jesus. He says that you were walked according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who works in the sons of disobedience. Now think about this. You were serving his archenemy. And what did he do? He moved to help you. you obeyed the lust of the flesh. You fulfilled the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And your very nature was the children of wrath, just as others. So what did he do? Oh, by the way, this is the reason that acting right can't save you, because it doesn't change your nature. You know, I can sit here and bark like a dog, roof, 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 but I'm not a dog, because I can act like a dog, but that won't make me a dog. And a lot of times people think, well, if I just act right, that'll fix it. No. Because when Adam fell, you got the nature of the devil. And the reason you must receive Jesus is because that will change your nature. Okay? So, he says, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us. Notice there again, he did not save you because of mercy. He saved you because of love. Even when you were dead in your trespasses and sins, he made you alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In other words, you had nothing to offer. You couldn't do it, so he did it for you. and he raised us up to made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. Why? That in the ages to come, this is what he wanted, that in the ages to come he might show you the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. Jesus came so that God could show us kindness. That's how he manifests his grace. God desires to be kind to you. Now, I know I said it yesterday, but let's go again, okay? And hear me. When you're asking for healing, you're asking for healing from someone who desires to be kind to you. People say, well, that's just in heaven. Jesus said we needed to pray that the will of God be done on earth as it is in heaven. So do you really think he just wants to be kind to you in heaven? No. The person that you're asking for help with your rent, with your mortgage, with your finances, with help with your ministry, desires to be kind to you throughout all of eternity. Desires to be kind to you. Ultimately, anything you're asking of help from him for, he desires to show you kindness. See, when you pray, you're not convincing God to help you. You're allowing God to help you. God doesn't have to be convinced to help you. He is already convinced. He already loves you. He already wants to help you. He wants to show you kindness. God doesn't want to condemn you. God doesn't want to beat you up. God doesn't want to have to. He doesn't even really want to constantly be correcting you. If you would listen, if you would follow him, he would like to have days of laughter and joy and you just walking together or having fun and him just being kind. But he has to correct you because if you're going in a direction that's going to destroy you, he has no desire for that in your life. He wants to be kind to you. And he's trying to get you into a position more and more to be kind to you. People say, well, God can just do anything he wants. If he wanted to be kind, he just would be. No, he wouldn't. Not if you've chosen to go against him. He's not, if you don't, you're demonstrating, I don't really want you to be kind to me. I want to go after my own way. I want to go after the thing. But his motivation towards you is kindness. Jesus' motivation towards you is kindness. Just like the woman that was caught in adultery, kindness. He desires, just like the centurion, just like the leper, just like blind Bartimaeus, or now he's seeing Bartimaeus, kindness. He desires to be kind to you. He was looking forward towards being kind to you. Now, let's look at this right quick. Let's go to Isaiah. And we're going to look in Isaiah 54 in verse 6. Let's see. Pretty bad when you lose Isaiah in your electronic Bible. Now, so we're going to see here in just a second God desiring his kindness. Now, notice here, let's start in verse 6. Well, let's start in verse 7. For a mere moment I have forsaken you, but with great mercies I will gather you. That's verse 7. Verse 8. With a little wrath, I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness, I will have mercy on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. Okay, now notice here, he's talking about, with wrath, I hid my face from you for a moment. For a moment, I have forsaken you. Most scholars believe this is talking about when Jesus was on the cross. Remember when Jesus was on the cross, it got dark, really dark. Because he became sin. And in that moment, you know, he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Right? And this was God hiding his face. There was no light. He pulled his face away, so it's now dark. Remember, this is when all of this is going on, this is that moment. But notice what happens after that moment. With great mercies I will gather you. with everlasting kindness, I will have mercy on you. And now we are specifically Jesus, see Jesus speaking, says the Lord your Redeemer. So this is the Lord your Redeemer speaking. And notice this, with everlasting kindness, I will have mercy on you. This is who you're praying to. This is what Jesus purchased for you. The ability for God to show you everlasting kindness. That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to get you into a place that he could show you kindness without end. That's what he wanted. That's what he desired. And what could you expect after Jesus came? That with great mercy he would gather you, and with everlasting kindness he would have mercy on you. Why? Because he is your Lord. He is your Redeemer. He is the one that loves you. He's the one that cares for you. He's the one that's for you. The Lord, your Redeemer, desires to show you everlasting kindness. We're going to talk a little bit about this tomorrow, but this is not just in heaven. This is now. God, you need to think about it. You need to say it to yourself over and over. Jesus desires to be kind to me. Jesus desires to help me. Jesus desires to bless me. Jesus desires to be kind towards me. If you've heard a voice from God that wasn't kind, that was angry and telling you what a dog you are, it was the devil. It wasn't God. Because when Jesus came, he bore your punishment and purchased the right for your Father to be kind to you forever. God wants to be kind to you. Again, he is not a hard sell. You need to see him like he is. You need to see him with limitless kindness. Stay tuned for these important announcements. Know that we love you very, very much, and know, more importantly, that your Father loves you and wants to help you and be kind to you.
Attention, faithful men of God. Kurt Owen Ministries wants to invite you to the 2019 Men's Faith Advance. This year's topic is Speak to the Mountain, and will be held at the beautiful Fountain Beach Resort on the Atlantic Ocean in Daytona Beach. You will hear anointed messages from Kurt Owen, Pastor Aaron Dirksen, Pastor Patrick Hodeling, along with Praise and Worship with Charlie LeBlanc. You owe it to yourself to learn how to unleash the very power of God that is already inside of you simply by speaking his word to any mountain in your life. The mountain will move in the name of Jesus. It's just a matter of faith, and faith comes by hearing, and you will hear at this Faith Advance. The price is $175. It's all-inclusive, including two nights of hotel stay, all of your meals, and entrance into all of the conference sessions. Registration is easy. Simply text the word ADVANCE to the number 44321. Space is limited, so do not delay. Save your spot now to this life-changing event simply by texting the word ADVANCE to the number 44321. This will link you to all of the information that you need to register. Come join us to learn how to speak to the mountain. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins,